Guys, why would I be talking about Beyonce's country phase? I'll tell you.
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Dee Dee LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready. Sit back, relax.
Hi, guys. Dee Dee Dam here. This is your episode for Friday, February 16th, 2024. I am being headbutted and bum rushed by Stevie Wonderful, the amputee kitty, just to let you know if you hear his sweet little meowing in the background. Thank you for being here and happy birthday to all of my birthday children who are celebrating their birthday today, February 16th, all over the world. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful birthday. Now, here's the end of the week wrap up. Regarding what's going down here in San Fran, fentanyl, and some of you might want to have this go fast. I don't really speak fast in general. I like to speak measured. So fast forward this show. I saw some ads on YouTube saying crime is down in San Fran, fentanyl, the well-deserved nickname. I am not going to tell you who is saying this, but they're lying. Crime is not down in San Fran, fentanyl, guys. It ain't down. How could it be? Guys, this city is so super soft. It should just be called Charmin. It's Charmin or Cotton Ball. San Francisco's nickname should be Cotton Ball. I was downtown yesterday. I like to try to shop local as much as possible. Sometimes, y'all. So I went to Target, Metreon. I'll overshare what I wanted to pick up instead of getting it Walmart.com or Amazon or something like that. I needed tall trash bags, tall garbage bags, and conditioner. I do my own deep conditioning. Well, I DIY hair. I don't deal with stylists anymore. And as a black woman, I'm not playing with black stylists anymore. I want to put a pin in what I bought at Target because a lot of them are clip happy, cut happy. There's price gouging. A lot of them just, they don't really like doing hair. They just like the money. And some of us black women, I have to say, are not very assertive when it comes to stylists. We have a mixed up. We're aggressive when we shouldn't be and weak when we shouldn't be. And a lot of my sisters are weak when it comes to the stylist. The tipping point for me, I had a jumbo Jackson 5 afro. Said this story many times on social media. Jumbo. I pride myself on that afro. So I went to get a trim. A trim ain't a haircut. A trim is not a haircut. You're just cutting off, dusting the ends. This afro was big on my shoulders. And when I left, it was like smaller. I was so upset. I was so upset. Why didn't I say anything when he was doing it? He didn't give me a mirror. I wasn't looking in the mirror. All right. But before that, I had a stylist, another trim, which is I'm done with black hairstylists. I'm done. Nope, I'm middle-aged. I'm not trying to search a good one. I'm not going to give them another chance. I will continue to do my own hair. This woman is trimming my hair while she's on the phone. Okay, she's got a cell phone between her ear and the shoulder trying to trim my hair. I'm like, girl, you have to put that phone down. So I went to Target to get some conditioner. For natural hair or curly hair, it's good to add olive oil to your conditioner. Then that makes it a deep conditioner. So I bought this big old conditioner of Aussie Moist. Aussie Moist is really good for black hair. Guys, it was on sale for $4, and I guess the regular price would have been like 10 or something. So that was a good deal. Gigantic container in my trash bags. Now, while I'm at the Target downtown, Fourth Admission, at the end of the day of this Target, and everything in downtown San Francisco closes early. You can only grocery shop up until 9 o'clock. Everything used to be open till 10, but we conform for junkies, mentally ill drug addicts, instead of having them conform. All these males coming up to steal. It's the sickest thing possible. So no, crime isn't down in San Fran, fentanyl. Guys, I digress getting off the topic, but I have to share with you what it's like when you have a city that enables addiction. Now, addicts, I'm not talking about somebody who's drinking a couple beers. I'm not talking about somebody who's vaping marijuana. I'm talking about somebody who's taking hardcore class A drugs numerous times daily. They are one track minded drug zombies and they do whatever they can to get over on a system. If they can't, oh, they're going to let us steal. We're going to steal. Everything is about fueling the drug addiction. All right, guys, enough about that. Now, Beyonce, the famous singer, Beyonce is in her country and Western phase. You know, I think her people are 10 steps above on everything. And I heard both of her songs. One is called 16 Carriages. I'm bringing this up for a reason. The other is called Texas Hold'em. You know what? It's Beyonce. The woman can sing. And I've been hearing about people that are very conformist. They say, white folks ain't going to let her do nothing. Magna is not going to let her do nothing. This is going to be a flop. Beyonce's country phase is not going to be a flop. But what happens with black artists, we are not supposed to be experimental when it comes to music. We're not supposed to be experimental. Everybody can get into black music. Rock and roll is black music. Jazz is black music. Rhythm and blues is black music. Rap is black music. Everybody and their mama has gotten into that music and nobody cares. Supposedly the number one rapper is Eminem, which I disagree with that one, but you know, art is arbitrary. Now people are saying, oh, Beyonce is culturally appropriating country music. Say what? Now myself, I love new wave music. I am a new wave OG, original gangster, like day one new wave. Guys, yes, I was there when it started. From the Sex Pistols to Gary Numan to Human League to Talking Heads, Blondie, Laurie Anderson, Grace Jones, Duran Duran, Depeche Mode. I am a new wave OG. And I'd be going to these concerts, Devo, and invariably, some white people will walk up to me, because it's primarily white people at the time into new wave music, basically asking me, what am I doing there? Not in an angry way, like curious, like, wow, what are you doing here? Because I like the music. So black people aren't allowed to like new wave music or classical music or country music. People like to try to gatekeep our expression. Okay, so they're trying to gatekeep Beyonce out of country music. And it's not going to work. She's going to triumph with that. So give me a break, y'all. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerins celebrating today, February 16th, 2024. This is still the week of love. Guys, love to love you, baby. Thank you so much for listening. Day ones and new listeners, I appreciate you. Thank you for subscribing and recommending. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.